oblivious to anyone in the room but my own. My back was watching, but I motioned for me to sit down. And so people were sitting, everyone was sitting like this against the wall, and Baba was sitting over here. And so Baba began gesturing. Eric, who interprets Baba's gestures, was sitting beside me. And he said, Baba made some motions. And he said, I have called you and you have come. I'm very glad you're here. And then I felt, oh, this is really wonderful. And Baba said, you should be very grateful that you have been allowed to come. He said, you can tell everyone of my message of love and truth, but you must not tell anyone to come to Ahmednagar until the circular is sent out, until the darshan is granted, and no one is to come before this. So I said, yes. And he said, Baba was gesturing and he said, I am God in human form. And he said, obedience is higher than love. Really, really hit me. Baba said, I am giving you the following instructions that you may one day see me as I really am. He said that obedience is the way to win the grace of the Master, and that this was only for me an opportunity to obey. And Baba said, you must return home immediately. Yes, Baba. And he said, went like this. I've seen a picture of this, but it was classic. He went, no more drugs. Really, it was a real relief. Baba said, he asked me then if I'd been using drugs. I said, yes. He said, you must no more use drugs. And so then Baba said, no lustful actions. And on all three of these, when Baba was gesturing, I understood what he was saying. And it's not that I read the gestures, because if someone made the exact gestures here that Baba made, I wouldn't make anything of it. But the atmosphere was so clear, the feeling of being with him, that when he was talking, it was as if oneself was saying these things. And when Baba said, I said, no lustful actions outside of marriage. I said, yes, Baba. He said, you must not make any attempt to avoid the army. Baba, I'd written Baba once about the situation of the army in the States. He said, you must take it as my will, whoever you come into contact with. You can state your objections to the army, you can tell them why you don't want to go in, you can work out what you will, but he said, leave the results to me. You must take it as my will who I bring you into contact with. And you must not go to jail or avoid this situation in any way. You must carry out to the best of your ability my instruction and take whatever happens as my will. And so I sent, it was really heavy. He's like, I'd ever read, or thought I'd ever read about Baba was this love, this message of love me, and love is the highest thing. And here Baba was saying obedience is higher than love. And so Baba said, you must strive to see me as I really am. And he went, not just this physical body. So I thought, when Baba was talking, one is completely attentive. There's no wandering of the mind. But when Baba stopped, it was like, I was going, oh, how to integrate all this. And when Baba was saying these instructions, things were really heavy. When Baba made a motion, it was going right into my heart. He was really directing things. And Baba said, Barra said, how old are you? And this is just completely whole new thing. And when I first walked in, I thought, wow, Barra, really, after I embraced him and was going back to Sudan, I thought, wow, Barra really looks old. I've never seen any picture that comes anywhere close to showing Baba's face as old as it looked at this time. I thought, wow, I really looks old. So after all this heavy stuff, and Baba said, how old are you? And 24, Baba. And I asked 24, Baba, and he said, I am ageless. And he would have a big laugh. I completely changed this whole atmosphere. We turned it, and when he laughed, the whole room filled. He said, so now that you've heard my instructions, how are you going to go about following the instructions I've given you? And he said, how will you return home? And I said, well, I think I'll go to Bombay and I'll try and get on a ship there. And I said, what about hitchhiking to Europe? And I said, well, it's still 3,000 miles. And I mean, I can't get on a ship in Europe. Maybe I can here. I've been told not, but I may be able to, I'll try. So I said, okay. He said, you go and you try, and then you try this, and if that doesn't work, then you go ahead and you try going to Europe. But Baba said, take this as my will. This was really clear in being with Baba, that Baba wanted me under, no matter what circumstances he placed me in, to obey him. And that not only was I to obey him, thinking, wow, you know, it's really nice, I'm obeying him, but that whatever happened, I was making it clear that this is his will, and that I shouldn't be concerned for which way things went. So then Baba said, a little more of the army, that he said that there are people all over who are looking for him, and that there are few people who found him, and that my attempt, my energy was to be directed towards seeing him as he really is. And that if he put me in the army, if he put me with soldiers, if he put me with students, if he put me with these people or those people, it was completely something I shouldn't be concerned with, that I should accept this as his will, that I should take this as his will and obey him as he had instructed me. So then at this point, someone said, Baba started to say something about Rick Chapman, who some of you may know. And he started to say, Rick Chapman, someone else, right? One of the people who was sitting there at this point was just ready to bust. And he said, yes, Rick Chapman was here for a long time too, wasn't he? Baba laughed at this point. And then I realized that I overstayed the 5 minutes, you know. And then this guy was just really gesturing to Baba and saying, you know, Baba is, I think it's been 20 minutes now that he's been here, and Rick was here for so long, and you said 5 minutes, and the guy was just clearly trying to escape the responsibility of having me there longer than Baba had instructed, and Baba just signaled it away and said, you know, that it was okay. And but as I said, I heard stories later of this, of experiences people would have had when Baba had given an instruction, and they had willingly or unintentionally or accidentally or whatever gone against it. And so the mandala are very sensitive to this, so that as soon as there was a relief in the tension that Baba was really commanding, this person said this. So then Baba suggested, I see Rick, and he said that I should. He said at this point that I should make the attempt to see Rick, and that I should feel free again to tell people his message, but not to have anyone come to Ahmednagar. So Baba said at this point, I see, I was really trying to get all this clear. But I said, are you happy? And he said, yes, Father. And I was trying to sort things out, and he said, 100%. I said, yes, Father. And so he went like this again, and I shot straight out the window. And then he embraced me. And as I stood back, he went like this. And then I had a really funny feeling when he gave the sign that I was in fact going to go to the States just that quickly. And I realized that I wasn't saying anything about leaving here, but it made it clear when in his talk that I should stop nowhere along the way that wasn't instrumental to my getting immediately back to the States. And when he went like that, it was like, just saw myself go right out, straight back to our Mendigo. After this, I went then, and we went down the hill again and went to our Mendigar, and they were fixing sandwiches and all these things, calling for buses and how I was going to get here and there. And I went straight back to Bombay. That night, I got back in Bombay again. And the next morning, I went and checked to see if there were any American ships in and if I could get out of the States as quickly as probably it had indicated I would. And they said, oh, you have to have seen these papers, you have to be in the Union, you have to have experience, your dad has to have been a seaman, all the million complications.